Umesh bowls to Burns, who steers through the corner, gets himself four. First boundary of the day, played nice and late beneath his eyes, through about fourth slip. In complete control there, Burns. Good batting. He's 36 in England, on to 84 for now.
Umesh into left-handed Burns. Burns tucks it away, nicely down the fine leg. And it's actually it's gone so fine, it's going to get four for it. Four more to Burns. And ball just coming onto the pads of Burns, and you don't want to be bowling in there at him, especially with the field that's set, and he's got it fine enough. Take England to 92 without loss. Burns 43, Hamid 46. Takur is in, that's flicked away, fine by Burns, running down to the boundary for four. Did he get bad on that? He did. Takur bowls, and he's been at on your stump, edged and gone. Burns is going to go, he brings in his 50 and then he pokes it one outside the channel. That's the breakthrough that India so desperately needed. I wonder if he was in any way distracted by that extraordinary ovation he got for his 50. He didn't have to play in it. And he now judges off. India have made the breakthrough they so badly wanted. It didn't look like getting a wicket so far this morning. The ball had barely beaten back. And that ball from Tucker in his first over actually did a bit off the pitch. That did actually break away off the pitch, away from the left-handed Burns, so around the wicket. Kohli's ecstatic. The Indian section of the crowd, let's not forget them, there's many of them here, they too are ecstatic. And no sooner did Burns and England bring up those milestones than they lost their wicket first wicket. 100 for one, Burns goes, caught, pumped. Ball, Takur.
Very full and whipped away out towards deep mid-wicket. That's going to go all the way to the boundary, is it? No, it looks like Shardul Takur is going to cut that one off. Little fumble from him on the boundary rope, allowing Hamid through for three more runs, and that is 50 for Hasib Hamid as well. He gets a standing ovation from the crowd here at Lord's. Indian fans on their feet as well, really good to see. And the fact that half centuries are being applauded with standing ovations just shows you the tension that surrounds us here at the Oval. Deja into Hamid, who works this into the offside. Quick single, run out chance of the strikers, and big appeal. India think they've got their man as Milan dives home. This is going to be close. Oh, Rishabh Pant is celebrating. He thinks he's got his man. Ooh. And what a way that would be for England to lose their second wicket. Milan still on his knees. He's walking back to the pavilion. His gloves are off. He's already heading in that direction. No chance of a conversation here with Hamid just to calm his nerves. He's halfway back.
I feel as though it's closer than all the body language is suggesting. Or maybe I'm just on my own little planet.
Well, it was to the far end as we look. So difficult to tell from our angle straight on.
I mean, India are convinced, but they're always convinced. I don't know. We're at the wrong angle, but equally, it seemed closer than all of the body languages suggest, and we're having a bit of a delay. I don't know whether it's technology or whether it's because it's so close.
He seemed to be on his heels a little bit as we pull through. Let's take a look at this. He's gone. He's well short.
Oh my goodness.
Almost nearly a foot short of his ground, and Milan knew it straight away. The Indians celebrate, the flags are waving here all around the Oval. A good Indian contingent in here for the fifth day of what should be a thriller, and even more so now with England losing that second wicket. What a way to lose it as well. They've already seen the drop catch earlier on today. That was to Hamid. Hamid is still there, but Milan once again failing. England 120 for two, that target 368, and so much more now as he depends on this man. The skipper, Joe Root, makes his way out.
27 overs have been bowled in the session. England are going at exactly two and over. 54 runs they've scored for loss of those two wickets. So they will lunch on 131 for two. We will be back in around about 35 minutes to bring you the second session of what continues to be an enthralling and engrossing test match. And I sincerely hope you can join us then. Until then, a brief goodbye.